That's Tayata Om Muni Muni Mahamuniya Soha. So Tayata means it is like this. Yeah, it's like an introduction. It is like this. Om represents the Buddha's body, speech, and mind, which are what we want to develop, what we want to transform our body, speech, and mind into. It's the Buddha's body, speech, and mind. Then Muni means capable. So we have Muni Muni Mahamuniya. Capable, capable, greatly capable. Okay. So what's the Buddha capable of? First capable is, you know, the Buddha is capable of eliminating all the defilements that keep us bound in cyclic existence. All of our negative emotions, all of our contaminated karma. You know, so Buddha is one who is capable of eliminating within their own mind stream all these negative emotions and contaminated actions that keep you know, oneself bound in suffering. The second capable is capable of eliminating the self-centeredness, the attitude that thinks I'm the most important one. Look at me. Listen to me. Okay? And the third capable, the greatly capable, Mahamuniya, means capable of eliminating even the very subtle stains on the mind stream that prevent full omniscience or prevent all knowing. Okay? So Buddha is somebody who's capable of eliminating those three. First, the negative emotions and contaminated actions. Second, the self-centeredness or selfishness. And third, the subtle stains on the mind that prevent Buddhahood. Okay? And then Soha means may these blessings come into us. Okay? May all of this come about. May we be blessed by this. Okay? So we say mantras because mantras are the Sanskrit syllables that express a Buddha's experience. You know, a Buddha, you know, was in meditative equipoise and expressed their experience in these words. Yeah. We say the words as a way of going back into the Buddha's experience. Yeah. So through saying the mantra, it helps us calm our own mind and become more like the Buddha.